Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Ask the Professor. It's January 2016 and I'm with my first ever evening class for this particular course. And there are a few people in here I know and a lot of people I don't, and some suspiciously unsettling grins on some faces. So I think I'm in trouble again, but we'll see. So let's go ahead and start the questions. Who wants to ask the first question?
What do you enjoy doing other than teaching or running the radio station and, I guess, work-related stuff?
Watching television. That's a huge one. We regularly are playing the what do we have to sacrifice so we can watch stuff so there's room on the DVR to tape the next stuff that's going to be broadcast. So I like that. I like video games. I've always liked video games back from the days of the Atari. Currently at the moment, I play Guild Wars 2 every Friday night with a friend of mine in Quebec. And in my spare time, I've actually been running around Diablo 3 when I'm not playing Fallout 4. That's pretty much it, and I can tell I'm getting older because I really, really like sleeping. Like, it's not just a requirement now, it's something I look forward to. Boring, yeah, but that's what it's like when you get to be this age. Okay, somebody else.
What inspired the ponytail?
I actually grew my hair out for a part in a play back when I was an undergrad. Until that time, embarrassing, if you do your research on Google, you can find the pictures. My friends now, who've never seen me without the ponytail, say I look like a serial killer. But when I was in high school and when I started college, I basically had the side part, and I had it layered and feathered, because I am a child of the 70s. But I had to grow my hair out for a part in a play, a Gilbert and Sullivan comic opera called The Sorcerer. And I was actually playing The Sorcerer, and they wanted me to have long hair. So I grew it out, and then when I got back to school that fall, I had decided not to cut it yet, and everybody went, "Ooh, that's better. You should keep that." And then I got married, and my wife said, "I really like the ponytail. You're not allowed to cut your hair." And that's why I still have the ponytail. Okay, third question.
If any celebrity were to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Wow. Okay, I've never thought about that one before. Somebody were to play me. Kevin Smith. He could pull it off. He's as obnoxious as I can be. Yeah, that's who I'd pick. Plus, then I'd get to meet him, and I'd like that.
Do you watch Game of Thrones? And if so, what do you think is going to happen with Jon Snow?
I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones. I've read all the books. And if they stick with the books, he ain't dead. If they stick with the books. And they have diverted from the books significantly already. So there's no telling what exactly they're going to do with that. Basically, I will admit, though, I can sort of take or leave the Jon Snow storyline. I can take or leave any storyline that doesn't have Tyrion in it, because he is absolutely, hands down, the reason I watch that show. Peter Dinklage is he's channeling what was written of Tyrion in the books. He just, I can't even conceive of anybody doing a better job of playing that character. And I'm just in awe of the performance. Okay, one more question.
What's your most embarrassing professional moment or occurrence that happened?
It would probably have to be back when I was on the air, when I was working in commercial radio. Two of them, I'll tell you. One of them was, I at that point in time was working the Sunday shift, which meant that I had to be at the radio station at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday and go on the air at 6. And the first thing I had to do was a 10-minute live local newscast. So I'm not even awake, and I've got to speak intelligibly. And one of the things I had to do in that newscast, that it was the only time I had to do it, was national weather. And there was one day where I was particularly tired. This was my senior year of undergrad. And I hit national weather, and I'm reading through, and I hit a word, and my brain just stopped. Because it went, "What the hell is that?" And I did my best to sound it out and say it. And the second I got done saying it, I went, I know what the word is now, and I just butchered it. The word was Adirondack, as in the Adirondack Mountains. I'd never seen it written down before. I've heard it, but I've never seen it in written form before. And I said, Adirondack. And I thought, it's 6:09 in the morning. Who cares? Finished the newscast, put on the network sports, and the phone rang. And it was some old woman. I can't believe that they don't train you DJs better than that. How could you not know how to pronounce Adirondacks? You're just too stupid to be on the air. So that was one. The other one was when I first started there, I was reading a news story about a company in the next town north in Tecumseh, Wacker Chemicals. And so I read it as, you know, Wacker Chemicals. And as soon as I got done, the phone rang and it was my program director. Hi, Jeff, it's Dale. Just so you know, for future reference, they're a German company. It's pronounced Wacker. Don't say Wacker. But, you know, that's how you learn. Is you screw up and you figure out how not to do it again. So I will never mispronounce Adirondack, and I will never mispronounce Wacker again as long as I live. All right. These have been very good questions. Thank you very much. This concludes episode 7 of Ask the Professor. Tune back in. I'm teaching 3 sections of the class this semester, so there's episodes 8 and 9 to come shortly. Thanks for listening.